This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
As we're trying to find our place in the world, in our communities, and in our sense of self, it's easy to feel lost and alone. Shame is an all too common experience for many in our communities, and while it may hurt us, it also gives us a resilience to keep moving forward and be proud within our own skin.
This morning on the show, we are joined by Edward Wilson, author of A Gay Man, which came out earlier this month, a beautifully illustrated storybook about a collective journey many in our communities experience. The challenges of being perfectly imperfect and to find a space to just be you.
Edward, thanks for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Now, this book is really beautiful with lots of gorgeous illustrations, but we've got copies here in the studio already right now, which is really great for radio because everyone can't hear the illustrations. But can you tell us, what was your inspiration to create A Gay Man?
Oh, well, I grew up as a young, I was a boy, you know, I was 11, 12, and I would jump on Google. I'm 34 years old this year, so that'll timeline the internet. But I would jump on Google and look around for the things and the feelings and the people that I felt like I was and was becoming, because I couldn't really see me in the world. And I do mean my sexuality and my personality and my character. And I came across hunky dudes, blokey men. I actually am going to admit live on air that I slightly have a thing for furries as well.
Okay.
And so I would come across content like that. And for the first time ever, I felt like there must be other men out there like me that feel like me. So the inspiration, how that turns into the book, is that I've gone out to get 32 different queer global artists to represent as many colors of the rainbow and letters of the alphabet that I can under the heading A Gay Man. Because the idea is that once you can see yourself and feel the art, it hits different and it matters and it draws you in and delivers you something unique and different.
So this is an illustrated storybook.
Yeah, it's not a novel. You're not reading hard words. I just want to really touch on that first page. So Dean handed me the book and I opened up the first page and it's a baby. Can you tell me why you decided to start literally at birth?
Yep. It's a very poignant scene. So there's some babies in a nursing crib called a maternity hospital? So there's plenty of babies in plenty of cribs, and one is colored in tasteful rainbow colors with some butterflies erupting out of him, her, or them. And we don't know from birth, you know, someone's sexuality or gender identity. But if we could, the words that go with it is, it's a homosexual boy, said no one at my birth. And the next page is, imagine if it was going to be that easy. Mm. And it suggests that if we actually had gay, queer, trans, bi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, somehow tattooed on our foreheads or our little legs or whatever, that our parents would already, at the point of birth and everyone around, be able to say, I see you, I accept you, I love you, if they could. But because we can't, there's that obscurity there, and it's kind of a poignant, kind of sad little moment where we're like, our truth and our completely natural humanity isn't really known or accepted or understood by the people around us. When we're tiny little babies, when all anyone wants to do is love us for who we are and how we are, they can't necessarily, because they might not even be aware that we might be trans or we might be gay. And, you know, maybe you're in a time, place or culture where that doesn't make sense to you. So you can't love your baby for exactly who they are because we don't know who they are yet. And yet we know that we are born in ourselves and this is who we are. And we just want to be loved and accepted for exactly who and how we are.
Yeah. I think that's something that's interesting about the space we're in now. We had a period of time with people not understanding the fluidity of gender and sexuality that can exist. Then a lot of gender reveal parties. And now we're in a space where everyone's like, if that's even how they're going to identify, we're going to wait for them to tell us. And it's become a part of the natural lexicon of what the stories we're telling and what it means. But the way in which you frame it within this book with the illustrations is something that's really, really beautiful. Now you've got 57 different illustrations by 32 artists throughout the whole book with you telling a story that connects the themes throughout it all and the story of yourself and of each of us within that. Why did you choose to tell this story this way?
Thank you very much. Because from, so it's inspired by two major books, The Velvet Rage and The Power of Now. If you've read The Velvet Rage, the key concept there is that that book and my book put a gay man in the front and center. However, it is a universal story. So I've chosen to do this version for people who identify with the label gay men, but everyone can enjoy it. And this is why, because it is a universal story where all of us are dunked in some form of shame or non-understanding or non-acceptance at an early age. Boys who like boys, girls who like girls, in between people who want to wear dresses or, be different, are told that you are less than normal or not quite right or not good. Or even if your parents were really great about it, society, there's absolutely no way that you avoided it in today's day and age, that it was suggested that you're not as you should be, which is an actual crime. But it's an unwitting crime. You know, we do not know what we're doing by accidentally perpetrating this non-acceptance of these, you know, beautiful rainbow children that are naturally occurring, perfectly good people. And the problem with that is that we come to understand that, and it forms our core sense of beliefs and our identity about who and how we are. And for the longest time, we question if we're really good enough or okay or lovable or acceptable or correct or broken or wrong. And that, I don't know if you guys know many queer people, can hang around for a very long time.
I mean, yeah, that's all of us. Yeah, that's, I think, one of the really interesting things about the book that fed me was the fact that that kind of shame that we have as a community, we understand it. You know, it's something we all have and we all do.
We're going to continue to dive into A Gay Man with Edward Wilson. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we are talking about the illustrated storybook A Gay Man with Edward Wilson.
Now, Ed, can you tell us about some of the incredible artists that are featured in this book?
Absolutely. So I found all of these artists through Instagram. A lot of them have a presence on Twitter or other places as well. Heaven forbid we mention that platform. However, you can flick to the glossary and at the end, and it mentions all the 32 different artists who have taken part. A few of them have some different scenes. A few of them are trans gay men themselves. And they're just, for me, they're absolute heroes. So I have almost no artistic ability because when I started cutting and pasting, you know, I felt like an idiot when I was like 5, and I kind of gave up immediately. So I've never really worked on my personal illustrative or creative expression in visual arts. But when I find this stuff, it does something to me that is so magical, so important, that I see all these people now as real heroes. And I doubt that they maybe even understand just how much love people can hold for them and their ability.
Through the illustrations that they do.
Yeah.
But what was it like communicating with them? Did you say, you know, there's the general gist of the story and what I'm telling. Mm. This is the page I'd like you to tell. Because as you go through the book, you know, it's different artistic styles, but also different representations and expressions. So they're able to bring themselves to the artwork. So what was it like communicating that with so many different artists?
Yes, thank you for asking. That was a very important process. So I was able to create the wording of the book and all of the scenes pre-laid out, and I was able to hand it out to every artist I came across, and I messaged hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. They were able to choose the scene and the moment and the feeling that felt most poignant to them.
Wow.
And the idea is that they would be able to create the piece that they really, really wanted to make. There's one by Tim Salem, a local Melbourne artist. You know, 7 people attempted the Because I Love You scene, and 6 people gave me a couple love scene. But it's actually about loving yourself. And Tim really got it and really, really delivered it. So I was able to select his piece and go, man, you nailed it. This actually shows us what you're feeling. And he's like, this is an autobiographical painting. It's of himself finding his way of loving himself.
I find that a lot of the artists seem to have a bit of autobiographicalness. Mm. Not that I know them personally, but you can tell by their imagery. And it in itself is telling a story, particularly if they're used on more than one page. Mm. You go, oh, I can see this person in both of these scenarios. They've been through this.
Yes.
And I think when we're talking about like the themes of this, where we're talking about the kind of queer shame that can exist because we haven't been able to be ourselves and explore ourselves, and that's something many in our communities can understand, actually hearing and reading, visualizing, like I kind of read it out loud when I was reading the book and seeing the pictures and sharing in it that way, you realize you're not alone, that that's not an experience that you only have, but so many different people in our communities have. And expressing it in that way is really lovely.
Yeah, Ed, you also work in self-empowerment for yes. gay men. Does this help you be able to share your story openly in a way like this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I'm very proud to be able to say that it is our story. I do market to and say the words gay men frequently. I try to also include queer people. I have also had a couple of straight clients in my coaching business, Brown Bear Coaching. But queer people, trans men, everyone is welcome. It just suits me very much from a business perspective to market directly to gay men because I'm a gay man. That's all I can be. And I can just say, here's something very, very important that you may think is very important so that sort of it hits them. But yeah, everyone is welcome. And it's, I hope you agree, this is all of our stories. Yeah. And I do want to partner in the future with different people to tell it with a new twist, a different flavor, and get new art. And there are some trans artists in here and they've drawn themselves or their characters as the trans people that they are. And
yeah. that reflection really sits really nicely. So whether you identify as a gay man or not, I think this is absolutely worth grabbing and looking at because we as a queer community understand the kind of experiences that we all have, even though they're all very different, and what that can mean and what can it mean to grow from that. Mm. Is that what you'd like people to take away from the book?
Thank you. Yeah, 100%, of course. So both my coaching business and my now publishing business, and I'm going to get back to my podcast sooner or later. Shout out, Gamerhood Podcast. Yeah, I've made it my mission. So really, the book and everything that I do in my career now is a mission and a cause to help us fall more in love with ourselves and enjoy, you know, bigger, brighter, more vibrant lives full of all the experiences that we could hope to achieve before we die.
Love
that so much. Love that.
Well, it's very wholesome content. A Gay Man is available to purchase now. You can find out more about it at agaymanbook.com. Ed, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. And if you wouldn't mind following us on @agaymanbook on Instagram, I love to do story times and post content and talk about this kind of thing there a lot. So if you're on Instagram, please come and check me out there too.
Gorgeous. Absolutely do it. You're on Joe Breakfast.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud. Loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.